Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Visegrad Film Festival in Cork, Ireland. And I'm very pleased to be joined by the director of the festival, Peter Zemek. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So would you like to tell us a little bit about the festival, what it is, and maybe a little bit about its history as well?
So Visegrad Film Festival is a presentation of films from Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic and Slovakia. These four countries are called Visegrad. And since we realized nobody knows that they are actually called Visegrad, we included it into our program. And one of our main goals now is to get people to know what Visegrad is and that there actually such thing exists as a Visegrad. And we included it in our motto. As you can see on our posters, it says, "Where the hell is Visegrad?" So this was the idea behind it. Because when I first came with the idea to my artistic director, Eva, I mentioned, like, I want to do a Visegrad Film Festival. And she was really interested in the idea. But we never discussed the name because for us, that's such a common name back home that that we didn't even need to. And then we said it to the Slovak ambassador who was supporting us last year. He also, of course, knows, so he never mentioned it. And then only when I started to introduce it here, I noticed that nobody else knows. But the idea, the history about it, this is only our second year, but I've been curating a small independent cinema in Camden Palace called the Deja Vu. And I started 3 years ago, and I'm showing independent movies and classic movies and underground movies every Wednesday at 8. And of course, since I'm from Slovakia, I wanted to show the people here in Ireland some of our movies. And I'm a big fan of Polish cinema and Hungarian cinema. So every now and then I show the movie from the Visegrad region. And I realized it had the positive feedback was really great to hear. And what I noticed is that people love these films, but also they told me they had never had any chance to see them anywhere else. Like, they are only exposed to the Hollywood films, and in the TV it's only either Irish or American films as well. So never get a chance to watch these films, which is a pity. And it's not probably only in Ireland, but Visegrad films, there's such a rich film history. But outside of some festivals, they don't really get the exposure. And so this is how it came about, and this is our now goal, to get them more exposure in other countries.
Well, I grew up in Ireland, and I know myself that, like, it is very difficult to see these films. So what are kind of the challenges of setting up a festival like this in a city like Cork in Ireland?
I think the biggest challenge is to get the audience to get interested in something they don't know at all. So I think when you hear that there is a film festival of Visegrad films, and you, first of all, you don't know what Visegrad films are, and when you even hear, I've been actually asked a lot this week if the films have subtitles. Which for me is surprising, but in a way I understand where they're coming from, that it's like foreign films and maybe they think it's just for communities, but it's exactly the opposite, because I love when the communities come and there is strong communities, Polish, Slovak and Hungarian and Czech, and I like when they come and watch their films on a big screen, which is also not really possible for them, especially the classics back home. But my main goal is to show the films to the Irish audience. So of course they all have English subtitles, and the whole festival is a presentation of films to the country where the festival is based. I think this was the biggest challenge, to get the audience to watch it, because once they see the films, they love it. But to get them into the cinema, then that's still, like, we are still a young festival, still not well known, so hopefully, but it's improving, and hopefully we get established as one of the festivals here.
Well, this is the second year of the festival, is that correct?
It's the second year. We started only in one venue last year, and just on a smaller scale, only in 5 days, But it was still very successful. There was lots of people attending. It was, the feedback was great. We had some guests over. We managed to find great movies, even as you can imagine, on the first edition of a festival, don't get much of a budget. But still, the curators I have from each of the Visegrad countries were really great help, and they found movies within the budget, but they were like on a really high level of quality wise. And now our second edition is in five venues, and we are doing it through the whole week. We had some events with food, we have music videos, we have documentaries, we have more guests. So it grew exponentially, or just within a year, and we already have big plans for next year.
Can you tell me a little bit about the highlight screenings of this edition of the festival?
There have been some. It's really hard to choose highlights for me, because all the movies are great, and we try to program it that you are able to watch almost all movies. There was not many movies that were at the same time. Personally, I really love the Hungarian animation district. There is a great movie coming up with the guest tonight at 10, and there is the closing film also has one of the production team here. That's tomorrow at 8, and so there is still lots of great movies to come. The music video was a good addition to the festival. One of the highlights probably for me was there was the first time ever we did films made in Ireland, but by filmmakers that were born in one of the Visegrad countries. And I had this idea already for a while, and I started to search for films that were made here by these guys. And my original idea, it was just to make a segment out of anything that's being done here, maybe even something they did just for themselves. But in the end, I was surprised and fortunate enough to find movies that were on a high professional level, and there was 9 movies, and they were all amazing, and they all kind of on par with any of the shorts that are being made throughout the world. So and we had a full house there. We had some of the filmmakers coming from Dublin. Some there was one. There were two like local here from Cork. So it was great to see the mixture of the roots, of the Visegrad roots, but people living here, and the mixture with Irish influence. And this was probably one of my highlights, that to make the connection with Ireland, because that's the whole goal of the festival, and this kind of shows that it's on a certain level.
But that's all the time that we have for now, but I thank you very much for talking to us about the Visegrad Film Festival. Just one last thing, can we remind our listeners who might be in Cork every now and again when the Deja Vu screenings are?
So it's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We open the gates at 7:30. It's a selection of vintage commercials, shorts, animations and music. And then at 8 o'clock, there is the feature film. You can find the program online on our website. And it's in Camden Palace, Cork Arts Community Centre on 9 John Redmond Street in Cork City.
And I just attended a screening here, and I definitely recommend it. So everyone who is about, definitely check them out. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure to have you on Fred Film Radio.
Yeah. Thank you, and thanks for coming over all the way from Galway.
Yes, very far away, distant lands. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.